Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard cattle dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Well, the cattle complex seems geared to open moderately higher today, supported by surging carcass value and preliminary signs of great packer spending in feedlot country. The hog future should also begin with firm price action thanks to follow-through buying and seasonal expectations of improving fundamentals. Now, look for cattle buyers to start making rounds today with bids about 124 to 126 in our part of the country and $200 to 205 in the north, although we expect to see hard evidence of firming buying interest. Significant trade volume could easily be delayed until Friday. Now, greater packer spending for market-ready hogs took a decent jump yesterday. Even though packers are planning a smaller kill for the week, processing margins remain excellent, easily justifying bigger checks to producers. Now, hence, opening bids today should be steady to a dollar higher. The hog futures seem set to open moderately higher, boosted by residential buying and encouraging prospects for cash-friendly fundamentals over the next several months. The soybeans closed lower yesterday to take back some, but not all of Tuesday's big gains, with corn also posting a modest retreat. The wheat futures finished lower as a mostly good to excellent winter wheat crop will compete in a world that will have plenty of wheat grain. Contract lows were set in Kansas City's hard red winter wheat. The winter wheat markets again posted losses, but for Kansas City's hard red winter wheat, the losses were enough to set contract lows in a number of months. A healthy U.S. crop plus ample world supplies weigh on the wheat. USDA on Tuesday put winter wheat at about 1.4 billion bushels and total wheat at 1.99 billion. Both of those numbers were larger than most trade estimates. Corn dropped a few cents and is flat for the week. Hedge pressure may have been in play as farmers took advantage of Tuesday's gains to price new crop supplies. Wet forecasts continue to offer some support as planting will likely be delayed until the weekend or next week. On the soybeans, they closed about 6 cents lower in nearby months on a mild setback after rising more than 50 cents on Tuesday. We'll check the futures after this.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Looking at our live cattle futures at the close yesterday, June was down 45 cents, 122.82, and the August live cattle down 45, 119.32. May feeder cattle down 120 at 149 even, the August down 105, 149.27. June hogs at the close yesterday up 202 at 82.82. July was up 152 at 83.20. Now, on our grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat at the close down 6 cents yesterday, 442 and a quarter. September down 5 and 3 quarters at 459 and 3 quarters. July wheat was down 2 and a quarter at 459. September down 2 and 3 quarters at 469 and a quarter. July corn was down 3 and a half at 377 and a half. September down 2 and a half at 380 and a quarter. And July soybeans down 5 and 3 quarters at 1078 and a quarter. August was down 5 and a quarter at 1080 and a quarter. July cotton up 53, 6113. October's up 18, 6129. June crude oil is up 51, 4674. July's up 47, 4748. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.